30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
On this Saturday morning, you are tuned into Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. We're going to take a little sidestep off of normal. December is usually handyman and gift ideas, getting ready and preparing for entertainment of guests coming in. But that entertainment of guests coming in is one of the reasons we've actually brought in a guest to talk today, because oftentimes what we end up seeing is relatives that come visit family in Arizona suddenly become interested buyers into the market. And they all say the same thing. You know, I finally get why people have moved to Arizona. There's a lot of real estate and investment articles in the news right now. There was an article this week about people ending up in bad homes and how many of these flipped homes they think are in the Phoenix area. And so we just thought, you know what? We just a good time to bring in Glutch Realty Group to talk about real estate market.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's always fun to be here with you guys, and so thankful for the service you provide to all of us. And yeah, it's an interesting time in the real estate market. We've seen, just market-wise, things have been the same for years. Like, we've kind of had the same story, which is it's a seller's market, prices going up, but we're really starting to see some changes in that market. Interest rates are changing. It's been a really strong economy, but now we're seeing the Dow do some fluctuations and different things. So I'm getting a lot more questions about the market and finally have like a little more interesting information about what's going on with the market and what might be some strategies for people who are in different phases of thinking about buying or selling a house.
All right. Well, let's start from the buyer standpoint, because here at Rosie on the House, it's about home ownership. So let's get into a home.
Yeah. See, like I said, we've had for years a pretty strong seller's market. Sometimes buyers are fighting over houses, multiple offers. It was not uncommon at all for us at the Glutch Group to bring buyers who are up against 5, 6, 7 other offers, especially in lower price point homes. That is not the case near as much anymore. The market is really slowing down. What that doesn't mean in most scenarios is that prices are going down. It just means that it's not quite as hot as it was. We might be up against one other offer, maybe two, or more commonly now, we would be the only offer. Houses are still selling in about 50 or 60 days, which is fast, still a seller's market, but it's not the 40 days we were seeing not too long ago. So it's an environment where buyers can be a little more picky. They can be a little more choosy. They get not facing as much competition against all these other buyers who are fighting for houses.
And sustainability. You know, there's only so long a fast frenzy can last.
Yes, totally.
And you know, we all saw what happened the last time the frenzy got
so
ridiculous.
Like great news. Yeah. No, totally. You get to a point where, and we felt this way, like, okay, something's got to change. Like, this cannot, because we've got burned by it, you know, a decade ago. And you start to realize, oh, that's not a sustainable situation where house prices are going up, up, up 10% a year forever. That's not going to continue. And so now we're seeing not at all a bubble burst, but certainly a course adjustment that is super healthy. Interest rates are going up for buyers. So the same house this year is going to cost you more than it would have last year, not just because the houses are actually more expensive, but because interest rates are higher. And that should cause buyers to be a little less excited about buying houses. And that's what's happening, which is good. That's a normal thing. It's a normal market shift. So this is a good thing. But it should inform, to some degree, the decisions buyers and sellers are making as far as if they're trying to time their purchase or their sale. This market shift is an important one to pay attention to, I think.
And then for the seller standpoint, when we're talking about trying to maximize what we make on this investment we've had, is this a good time to sell and make a profit?
Yeah, so it depends. In general, my answer for most people is always let life dictate your decisions. Like, what makes the most, do you want to buy a house? Like, you know, what is your life saying right now? But I will give you an example. So my wife and I had two rental properties that we liked, and we bought them really well and had some good equity in them. And I liked having them fine, but I wasn't, you know, in love with these houses. And we started to see the market soften. And so we decided to sell. And part of the reasons we decided to sell was just to, you know, we're on this kind of mission to pay off some of our debt and just to have a little freer, easier life. And so we went, great, we made some money on these houses. It's the Vegas thing, right? It's like, take some chips off the table. Like, no one quits while they're ahead in Vegas. That's how they build the casinos, right? It's like, hey, I'm winning, great. And you keep playing, you think you're always going to win. But that's not how most of life works, right? And so we didn't have any great reason to keep these houses, and we had some reasonably good reasons to sell them. And so we sold them, and I'm really glad we did. We did very well on them, and I don't think the next couple of years the price would have been a whole lot higher than what we got today. So,
and there's two homes that now have families living in it that are building their equity.
Yeah, people who are super excited to buy those houses, they got nice deals on them. We took good care of them. So, that's a good example, I think, of the kind of person who probably should be paying attention to this market shift, and the market shift may actually have a bearing on their decision. Is if you've been holding some rentals or a rental that you don't necessarily love and need to keep, this would be, I think, a good time to really consider selling that kind of property. Somebody who maybe wouldn't sell now is somebody who was thinking about moving up to a bigger, better house, but has like a great interest rate and they're pretty happy with their house. You know, they have a 3.5% interest rate and they're looking around going, I can't really buy what I want for the money I want. You know, that person may be in a bad idea just to wait because you're happy with what you have and you got in when the getting was good. So maybe just ride that out a little while, you know, enjoy the house.
Now, I listen to a lot of radio and I've been hearing a lot of different types of, you know, we'll buy your home from cash.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, companies I've never heard of. And then, you know, you've heard the name 50 times because they're spending a ton of money.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I've always been leery. I mean, are these legitimate?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. Right now we're seeing in the real estate industry lots of people stepping up with lots of startup money and big ideas on how to change the game. Real estate's been done in a similar fashion for like decades. And there's people who are having these new models of maybe we're just going to buy the houses instead of list them, and they very quickly turn them around and sell them. These aren't trips. These are very quick. I think it's none of them that I'm aware of are really shady or doing anything in particular that's wrong. What I would always encourage people to do is to get some good professional advice from a realtor about those offers, right? Like if you're going to get a cash offer, go talk with your favorite real estate agent at the Glutch Group. We'd be, of course, happy to help you and see, could they get you more? There are some advantages to selling to a cash buyer as is like that. And then there's some people who could get a lot more money with a marginal sale. So it really is case by case. But in general, I love it. I love the innovation. I love that things are changing and that there are new players coming to the game to go, hey, let's provide a solution that didn't even exist 10 years ago at scale. I mean, there was always people buying cash houses, but not like hundreds of them a month, which is what we're seeing now. So it's a unique time in the market. But what we at the Glutch Group really try to do is help represent people and figure out, are those cash buyers a great fit for you? Or is what we do a great fit for you? Or is there some maybe third option that's even better? I think it's helpful to have a professional who does this every day, all day, give you some good advice on what the best route is.
Obviously, till the appraisal comes in, you really don't know what your home could be listed for.
Yeah.
My experience is they are very optimistic.
Yes.
You know, what their price is and what the appraisal comes back on could be 10, 15, 20% higher than real time.
We have this great slide in our one of our little presentations that shows how much the guy who owns Zillow, what his house was, Zillow said it was worth versus what he sold it for. And the numbers aren't the same, I'll just say that. And Zillow's it's a helpful little tool for sure. I think it's a helpful starting place.
Mentally but, subtract 20%.
Yeah, you need someone who's got some skin in the game to really look at that. And we can, appraisals are a valuable part of the process, but a really good realtor who sells a lot of houses and knows a neighborhood well can tell you pretty dang close to what the house is going to sell for, unless it's a very unusual house. We're pretty close when we tell you, hey, it's going to sell for this. We're typically within 2 or 3%. It's good. I think it's good to have these automated tools. It's powerful, much better off than we were. The information is so much more available than it used to be. But there's just no substitute for someone who sells hundreds of houses a year. I mean, you get a lot of chances at bat and you learn a lot of lessons along the way as a professional. And it's free. Like for us to come and tell you what your house is worth costs you nothing. I mean, there's no obligation or cost for that. And that's going to be true with most real estate agents in town. They're happy to take a look at your price for you and give you a real estimate on what it would sell for.
Now, I'm going to be very critical of one industry
as
it relates to housing, which is extremely hypocritical because I can never be a house flipper.
Yeah.
I can't do something cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
to make right. a profit and flip it and make, you've got to be able to sacrifice and cut in somewhere. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And cheap doesn't necessarily always mean that it's not a finished surface or a paint job that's not going to last a handful of years, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was an article this week in The Republic just about how many bad flipped homes are out there. And they estimate 10,000 flipped homes in just the Phoenix metro area.
Yeah.
Now, they weren't saying all 10,000 were bad, but that industry is hugely subject to a lot of cut corners.
Yeah, no, it's true. And you see people who, there's a percentage of people who are flipping homes or who are just developers, like tearing down houses, building new ones, who are fantastic. They really do a good job. And it's a shame that the people who aren't good at it or who are even, it's sometimes deceptive, really give it a bad name. But it, I would say in general, you really do want to pay pretty close attention to a flipped house when you're looking at buying one. It could be a great win. You know, you're these flippers are providing a well-done house that is beautiful and people enjoy. And even though I could certainly do it myself, and I've really enjoyed those houses, and then I've seen it go really bad. So the key on those deals and what that particular article was talking about is doing a really thorough job when you purchase the house of getting good inspections. And this goes typically beyond a home inspection. This is really digging in and going, what kind of house am I dealing with here? And what would be the appropriate inspections beyond your normal home inspection to make sure you're not buying something that you're going to get surprised by down the road.
And in this case, it was the sewer line. That's not generally scoped by a home inspector. That's an additional cost. And they moved in a couple weeks later. They found out the sewer lines were completely rotted out. And that's not a cheap replacement.
No. And it's not something a home inspector typically is going to look at. So again, you lean on experience. This is something that an experienced real estate professional can help you with. But an older house is going to want a sewer inspection to make sure that exact thing doesn't happen.
What other big specialty inspections do you like to get?
So for us, we always look at the roof, air conditioner, and the sewer. If any of those give us any reason to wonder, then we will hire a specific professional to actually come out and bid what would it cost to replace, fix that item. That way we know exactly what the buyer's buying and there's no surprises.
We're talking real estate with John Glutch of the Glutch Group, our Rosie on the House certified realtor for the Maricopa County area. Just giving an update on the current market. We're going to have a lot of visitors in town. That's going to lead to a lot of interested additional snowbirds to our state of Arizona. And if you're considering selling your home or changing neighborhoods or upsizing as your family is growing, this could be a great opportunity to attract some of those potential buyers that are going to be in town visiting family and friends. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.